we need to meet the industry where they are.
Mapping all of those locations.
Being able to make more profitable routes.
And just to be thoughtful about them with the software.
You are listening to Right on Time with RouteSmart, where we chat with decision makers in the routing technology world. RouteSmart is trusted by some of the largest organizations in the newspaper, public works, utility, and postal parcel industries. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show and encourage you to hit that subscribe button.
Hello, and welcome to Right on Time with RouteSmart. My name is Matthew Kemeny, and I'm your host. I have the great privilege today of being joined by our senior business development manager, Jessica Searfoss. Jessica handles existing clients and new sales in the public works industry, which includes garbage and recycling pickup, snow plowing, street sweeping, and other initiatives in the private and public sector. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you.
Now, first, if you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button on your podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes of this podcast. Now, Jessica, you've been with RouteSmart for what, 15 years?
Yep.
So you've seen the different solutions that we've offered our clients and how the industry has changed over the years. Traditionally, we've offered our waste collection clients the desktop version of Esri's ArcGIS to satisfy their routing needs. But this year, we're rolling out a new solution that will be a bit easier to use, but still retain that same functionality as ArcGIS. Now, can you tell us a little bit about RouteSmart Online for the waste industry and how it's being rolled out?
Yes. So we're very excited. So RouteSmart Online, we are debuting. We actually have debuted. And it is a tool that we have introduced that will migrate from our traditional desktop platform and offer a web environment. It's an industry challenge that clients and really just people that we've spoken with in the industry that are expressing what tools they want and how they want to consume it, they have expressed a very strong interest in having a web platform. So we are very excited to roll out RouteSmart Online. We're actually, it is going to be a package of tools that we've offered in the desktop for all of these years. And it'll be put into, or it is now in a web environment. It's a role-based, subscription-based model. We're very excited about a lot of different aspects, including having such a comprehensive tool and a streamlined web tool. We are introducing this into the user base in two phases. So just recently, we debuted RouteSmart Online in a dispatch format. So those that would be needing a dispatch set of tools, inserting sort of daily maintenance tasks, that's been debuted. And then very soon, we'll be releasing RouteSmart Online Planner, which is more of the tools that are in the desktop that the staff that are in these organizations in the towns and the cities that need to do balancing and to need to consider more of the complex details. Those tools will be introduced in the planner role-based offering that'll be out very soon.
So when we talk about the history of RouteSmart web services and products, what clients have benefited from using these type of solutions?
Well, this is not new for us. We've been in the web-based solution game for about a decade now. So at the heart of all of the web-based offering is routing as a service, which you'll hear the acronym RAS or R-A-A-S. That's what is powering the routing calls that are in the web environment. So we've been using RAS and web environment, web-powered routing calls since about 2010. The first industry that benefited from the RAS calls was the newspaper industry and the direct delivery, like the home newspaper home delivery groups. RAS has also been used more recently in the waste industry by some of our groups that want to embed a routing call inside their client-side systems. So we've gotten a lot of interest in other technology solutions that want to embed a call, and they've already been using RAS. So RouteSmart Online is powered by RAS. I hope this is making sense. So RouteSmart Online is going to be the tool for our direct client base to call RAS and create all of the routing calls and the optimization within the web environment.
It's all about that RAS. So RouteSmart works with organizations across the world, large and small. And our solutions are scalable. But what type of organization will benefit from this solution that we're rolling out?
Pretty much everybody that has a challenge to collect waste or recycling. So one of the big benefits of RouteSmart Online is that this is going to be a role-based tool. And because of that, RouteSmart Online is going to be able to address the needs for the different staffing levels at an organization. So you might have some staff that honestly, they really just care about the daily tasks, the dynamic stuff, inserting, sequencing, and they may not be involved with the bigger tasks of route planning, versus you have other staffs that that's exactly what they do and they don't need to spend their time with the daily routing tasks. So having one comprehensive tool that you can define the user roles creates an environment at a city or a private hauler where there is a tool for everybody that you don't have to overlap with respect to the people that are doing the heavier lifting and the planning, have a tool and an environment that is streamlined. It's easy to use. It's a web interface. But then you also have the dispatch tools. I like to call the dispatchers, sometimes they're the air traffic controllers. They're really the dynamic planners of the day, that that is what their daily tasks are. And there are tools that will quickly get them results, efficient results, respect safety, and understand all of the rules that have been set up with the planning version.
Now, this solution has the potential to transform the way routing is done in the waste collection industry. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So one of the huge benefits is the scalability, kind of like what I've just discussed with having role-based systems and having different phases or different levels of usage, depending on what you're doing at any given city or our hauling company. So you can scale it up or down without compromising the performance or the results. That's really what we're known for, is getting into the detail and producing accurate, reliable, logical, safe routing results. So we've got a large share of the regional haulers and the national haulers. We have small towns. We have large cities with hundreds of vehicles and multiple lines of business. And we only expect that to grow. You know, as more people that want to migrate into using a web environment, I think this is representing an entry point for them that they didn't previously have with this power, level of power of a tool. We've also got some partnerships with different in-cab solutions. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to provide service verification and navigation. That is also something that the industry has expressed a need for. We'll have a seamless integration with being able to offer that as well.
The in-cab navigation devices are such a game changer, aren't they?
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about that and we get a lot of interest in it. There's a variety of levels of what people are trying to do in cab, but we're pretty excited about having relationships with technology that will be complementary to this solution.
We've discussed how there's been a shift in the waste collection industry. Haulers need to react faster to changes. Now, how will RouteSmart Online help them accomplish this?
Okay, so every industry is going through a lot of dramatic change. There's a lot of technology that has burst into the scene that the waste industry previously just didn't have access to. So now that there is more access, it's creating a shift. There's demographic and social situations that are creating the need to capture things with a technology solution. There's a lot of issues currently with driver retention, keeping staff, a lot of turnover. That's all creating. That knowledge is out the door. And COVID. There was a lot of pivoting with COVID in all kinds of ways, just with demand, with drivers. So to have a tool that you can shift on the fly to be able to create route plans that take into account all of these shifts, that's what is the beauty of RouteSmart Online that we're offering. So now you have an easy to use tool, you have role-based tools, you have something that will quickly produce a different route plan. It's going to take into account speeds, navigation, historical traffic patterns, all of these things that when we talk with our clients, they say that those are the details that need to be considered when you create a route plan. That's all married into RouteSmart Online for route planning.
Now, when you look at RouteSmart Online compared to other systems, what are the benefits of using RouteSmart Online?
Good question. So RouteSmart Technologies, we've been competing with this exact question and delivering on all of these competitive advantages for years, decades. We've been in this business in the waste industry for about 30 years, give or take. And one of the things that we take a lot of pride in is that we accept the industry challenges as things come along in the industry, as needs change, as functionality is requested. That's something that we are very in tune with, listening to our client base to incorporate into the software, be it the desktop desktop or now into RouteSmart Online. The beauty with migrating the desktop tools into a web environment is that now you have a streamlined user experience. You've included tools to support the routing needs for each of the different roles at the organization, whether it's a city or a company, and safety. We are very in line with respecting safety requirements and creating routes that can be executed safely, and the driver is going to follow. That's a key. We need to make logical routes that will be followed. So we really could go down quite a long list, but often some of the big competitive advantages to us feel like some of the basics. Mm-hmm. Things like I just listed, routing to the correct side of the street, I'll say right side of the street, understanding what that means from a traffic pattern and a route design. Understanding where intermediate facility options are, calibrating for, so a new customer calls in and what route do I insert them? What day makes the most efficient sense?
Right.
These seem like basics, but really there's a lot of complexities that go into calculating that. And that's what RouteSmart has always shined on. So we're really excited that all of the long list that has often been characterized as being a complex tool or there being a lot of training needed, all that has all been condensed into a streamlined web app, industry-focused solution. Mm-hmm. That's what we're really excited about.
And you mentioned safety, and a lot of people may not know this, but waste collection is actually the sixth most dangerous job in North America, I mm-hmm. believe. And it ranks up there with number of accidents, number of fatalities. And one of our main priorities at RouteSmart, and maybe our top priority, is safety mm-hmm. in routing. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is to make sure people get home to their families, right?
Right.
And so we're talking about side of street service. We're talking about not meandering. So maybe you can talk about a little bit about how RouteSmart.
Right. So routing on with safety in mind is one of our milestones, our keystones at RouteSmart. When we are in product development or we get requests for enhancements to the software, there is always an element of safety that's considered. We have used other systems or other mapping utilities, and it's very obvious what sort of broad general public mapping utilities, how they would route a series of stop versus a route optimization software like RouteSmart that is thinking about the fact that you are in a garbage truck, you are traveling very slow, you get very low gas mileage, so you need to be safe. So it might make more sense to travel one additional block to make a right turn rather than just clipping the left and making four more lefts to get back to the next stop. So we think about, that's just a on-the-fly type of example, but there's all sorts of considerations that are directly tied to safety that are built into the algorithm. Speed limits, travel speeds, time of day, mm-hmm. historical traffic. So for example, we're reading historical traffic patterns, which in English, really, there might be more segments of the street that are more prone to accidents during certain times of the day. Would not be a good idea to have a garbage truck traveling down that street during that time. So those are sort of soft touch things that are going on under the algorithm when it's running that are thinking about safety standards when we're producing routes. So we really do think about, like I said, the list could be very long about the types of things that we're considering when things about safety. We don't want crews crossing over. Backing is something that we get a lot of questions about. Mm-hmm. U-turns, a lot of maneuvers are related to concerns with organizations that are asking because they want to respect safety requirements.
Now, we touched on earlier about how RouteSmart Online is a scalable product, but how will both large and mid-size and smaller organizations benefit from it? How big of a company do you need to be to benefit from RouteSmart Online?
The answer to that is we don't have a limit in either direction. So we work with towns, cities, municipalities of all sizes, a couple thousand. We work on even consulting projects, and then we scale that all the way up into cities that have, millions and six zeros after their population numbers. We also, on the private sector, we work with smaller groups that have, 5-10 trucks, and then all the way up to the regional, the national haulers that have multi-state, several hundred truck collecting all lines of business. They also have the same routing needs. The The big difference with RouteSmart Online that I think that we're really getting excited about is that we expect all of the above to grow and embrace RouteSmart Online. But there has been a gap in that small to mid-size organization. So both public and private, they have been underserved. This is going to represent a lower cost entry point, which has been a challenge. Mm-hmm. So the compromise that those groups have often made is that they are using sort of good enough or just very simple basic routing programs that really aren't taking into account all of the needs that are so important. So RouteSmart Online, from a scalability perspective, is going to be, we think we're really going to be able to tap into the small and mid-size that have previously not had great options.
Right.
So all of the more sophisticated routing tools and functionality that have always been available in RouteSmart, but maybe not quite what a smaller mid-cap company or organization could get into, now they're going to have options. It's a subscription-based, so it's really based on your vehicles that are in the fleet and the lines of business that you collect. So that's one thing that we're really excited about. We're also excited about just the scalability of the use, just in general, having a tool for somebody that just needs to do the dispatching versus the person or the group that's doing more of the heavier lifting route planning. They'll have it all in one streamlined, comprehensive online web tool.
The future sounds exciting.
Yes.
Now, as many of our listeners know, there are a lot of challenges right now facing the waste collection industry. There is high driver turnover, there's staffing shortages, there's high gas prices, there's maintaining accurate route lists. Now, when we talk about the gas prices, remember, your typical waste collection truck gets about 2.8 miles per gallon. Yeah. 2.8. And they burn through 10,000 gallons of diesel fuel a year. So you obviously have to be efficient with the gas that you use.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, talk a little bit about some of these challenges and how RouteSmart Online is designed to meet them.
Okay, so very good question. So who's not struggling with everything that you listed? I would say driver retention, turnover, fuel consumption. Those are definitely in the top five list when I hear feedback of route challenges. When I talk to a group and say, what are some of the challenges? Obviously route planning, but what is feeding some of these challenges that your routes are changing or they're not being executed as they were planned, or your fuel costs, your overtime rates? These are all things that all of these groups, no matter what size, whether you're private or public sector, everybody is dealing with this. So where does RouteSmart Online come into play with a solution? So you need all of these tools to understand when you're only getting 2 miles per gallon of fuel. You need a tool that is going to find the most efficient path, collect everybody, not miss stops, be able to insert new stops or remove stops that are off the list. You need to respect navigation maneuvers, all of the above. So traditionally, a lot of these groups have just figured it out. And that's really where there's a bleed that's going on. And when they start using a tool and set up a before and after and realize the delta that can be saved with using a tool like this that will capture all of these nitty gritty details, that's where the savings come in, where RouteSmart's giving you, I'm going to use the word easy, streamlined tool. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a stigma about complexity with route planning, and that's what's getting eliminated with using RouteSmart Online. It's really very focused for the industry. We understand the tools that are needed. The plans that are produced are something that can be executed, are being executed, because if you can make the prettiest route there is, but if that's not what is driven, then there's really, you've lost all of that savings. So being able to build and store these plans, that's another thing, the not only driver retention, but the user retention. So that's also been a challenge that this industry faces. Any industry does. You have people that move on and up. And so if that local area knowledge is in their head and it it goes out the door, then you just roll back having a disadvantage of almost starting over with somebody that has to learn the system or has to recapture that knowledge. So RouteSmart Online is going to become a system of record in that way, so that all of your route details, the small calibrations that you've made, they're all saved and stored, and then you don't have as much of that problem with the information going out the door when you have staff turnover.
Yeah, and we've talked about that driver local area knowledge being so critical, but also having an efficient route, and then at the same time being able to keep these drivers on their routes to be able to deliver most efficiently or collect most efficiently.
Right.
So can you talk about the different options RouteSmart Online users will have when determining collection order sequencing?
Yes. So this is another thing that we get really geeky over. We're very excited about this feature that's going into RouteSmart Online. So we've had some tools in the desktop that will allow you to control the flow of the route. It's one of the things that we've heard a lot from our clients about, we've always had an algorithm, and you feed information and the algorithm will grind the gears, and it will consider the priorities that a user has set. You know, if you have time windows, those are usually a high priority. If you have route sets or different size vehicles, things that might move to the top of the list with respect to priority. But the overall here is that the algorithm churns all of that data and develops a collective set of the most efficient route plans. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we've heard that we've taken into account with the product development of RouteSmart Online has to do with the feedback where they want more influence over some of the surgery that needs to be done at times on the route. So the little internal within the route, you know, we want to slide stop, so we want to resequence, and there's some reason that's just what the user wants to do. Okay, that's fine. So this is not a, you get a result and you either like it or you don't. You know, we want to give the user the ability to make those adjustments. So one of the things with RouteSmart Online with respect to sequencing, getting back to your actual question, has to do with a neighborhoods feature where it will allow the user to group together neighborhoods or, you get more technical about the zones that you want to group together, but it influences the flow of the route and ultimately the sequence. And it's something that we've already received a tremendous response from groups that are ready to get going for RouteSmart. They really want to use that sequencing tool, the neighborhoods influencing tool.
Now, the neighborhoods tool seems like a great and exciting feature that will be used by a lot of clients.
I'm not sure if the clients are more excited or RouteSmart staff internally are more excited about neighborhoods, but yes.
Now, it's okay to be a little geeky when you're saving people money. So what daily tasks will RouteSmart Online help support for waste collection organizations?
Everything, pretty much. Everything that organizations wrestle with, RouteSmart Online, we have tried to think of, whether it's in our initial debut or will be coming in, enhancements in future versions. We've coined a term in the industry that we think a lot of people would probably nod yes when we talk about. We tried to make a collective term, but this term, collection chaos, which is kind of implying that there's a lot going on, a lot of moving pieces. And that's exactly what is going on in the waste industry. There's issues we've already talked about with retention and route planning. And there's everything from hiring new drivers, keeping new staff, learning a new tool, embracing a new technology, perhaps even embedding this in other client-side systems. We didn't even spend much time discussing that. But collection chaos has a hand in pretty much everything in the operation. So if RouteSmart Online can be a tool that brings together the routes, the retention, the knowledge, becomes a system for storage of route knowledge and retaining, so that as you move forward and your organization grows, develops, adds, you add new lines of business, you maybe annex new parts of town or you acquire new contracts. This is the tool that you would go to as a starting point. It's your system of record to develop those route plans and think of all the important things and not have to start over. So if we could organize the chaos that is the potential and have a place where you can develop route plans with efficiency, help feed the well-oiled machine, efficient routes, safe routes, tie into other technology, whether that is billing and invoicing or onboard or onboard technology navigation, all of that, RouteSmart Online is positioned to be a hub to organize that chaos, maybe make less chaos or reduce the amount of chaos. It's going to be a role-based, streamlined, easy web interface. We are very excited. We've got a lot of chatter and interest, people wondering when they're going to be able to get their paws on it. So we're very excited to finally meet this and introduce this to the industry.
Well, I'm excited.
Good. Where are your trucks? How many trucks do you have? Let's talk.
Oh, man, I got 20 trucks and they're... We got 40 routes and...
Yeah. Yes, we need to talk. Exactly. You have 5 trucks or you have 100 trucks. We need to talk for sure.
So I want to thank Jessica for joining us for this episode of Right on Time with RouteSmart.
Yep.
We really appreciate your insights. Regarding RouteSmart Online for the waste industry, there'll be some training opportunities coming up. So check your inboxes for some emails about different kind of webinars that we'll be offering to help our clients kind of understand this process and this shift over into this new platform.
Thank you for listening to Right on Time with RouteSmart. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the next episode. Plus, if you have a chance, find RouteSmart Technologies on social media and give us a like. You can always find out more information about RouteSmart at routesmart.com.